Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Alex Danbury and Robin Brundle of Technology Minerals. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you both?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Good to be here.
Very good. We've just seen the news that you raised $2.5 million from a new high net worth investor. The fundraising includes a cash investment and the issue of convertible unsecured loan notes, with the funds supporting the company's battery metals mining assets, capital requirements, and operating costs. They will also help scale up Recyclus's lithium ion battery recycling plant operations, currently awaiting the Environmental Agency EA license for industrial scale processing, and expand lead acid recycling at the Tipton plant. You must be delighted with this vote of confidence, gents.
We are. It couldn't come at a better time either. It means that we can get through to the next phase, get through to cash generation and cash flow positivity, and finish off the last little bit of capex that's required for the Wolverhampton lithium ion battery recycling plant, which can be finished in a short number of weeks, and stands us in good stead from there, and also helps us to push our exploration projects further up the value curve.
Yeah, it's great news, Alex. There was a lot of volume on the stock today, which is Monday as we record this, 35 million shares. So obviously the bank that was involved is also selling out and getting down. So I think there's still a great opportunity for people really to get in at the basement level here. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think that the stock is nowhere near where it should be. There's been under a fair amount of pressure from the financing activities, and they're coming to an end now. We've now got the money in the bank from a high net worth, who's a long-term investor. He's locked in on the first 800 grand for 12 months. Should really see us stabilizing in the stock, and hopefully some decent buying pressure will push it up. There's been an awful lot of buying going on, but because of the financing activities, and there's been selling by the bank, it hasn't made a massive impact on the share price. But as soon as they're out, we expect the share price to move very positively north.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real positive endorsement that someone's willing to give you a loan note at 3.5p when the share price was at 0.85.
It really is. I think he understands where the company's going, and that it's basement cheap right now. The value of our assets is quite frankly not represented at all. The value of our assets could be, well, one of our assets could be the market cap right now. So you know, add them all together, and especially we've got Recyclus about to come online, we believe, and start generating some proper cash flow. Yeah, I think he's taken a very smart move here, and should see a very good return on his capital.
Yeah, when you consider the Recyclus deal was agreed at 4.32p, to consider now that we are effectively only 20% of that value is really a sad indictment of the market at the minute, really, to be honest, because your assets are significantly... it was an independent assessment that basically gave a pre-revenue valuation on Recyclus of £70 million, isn't that correct? Independent.
That is correct, yes. Yeah. And so our entire market cap is but a mere fraction of that. So yes, I understand there's been a lot of frustration around the time it's taken to get our environmental agency licenses. We've been through this before. It's a very complicated process, and post-COVID it's been extremely time consuming dealing with an environmental agency where they're backed up as well. So yeah, it has been a cause of frustration all around, but the light is at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and I think for investors, they've got to understand the potential involved in this, and maybe they've got a real window of opportunity here to invest at this level, because it's extremely cheap to be able to buy the assets you have and the potential revenue-producing assets that you have at this price.
Absolutely. I'd like to believe we'll never see these levels again.
Yep. Okay. Robin, give us your opinion and idea of one, the raise, and two, this whole EA license business?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, first of all, many thanks to our new investor, long-term investor as well. And as Alex has already alluded to, it will be a nice replacement for the bank system that we've been using to keep progressing. That means that the license determination is a matter of weeks away then. And we're coming up, I think, to about 4 weeks past that point. So, I think the investor, again, to Alex's point, has come in at the exactly the right time, in my opinion. And yes, you know, it's given us the confidence to push forwards now to start the completion program of putting in the fire prevention system, because we had a choice of routes to go on that, and we only wanted to do it once and do it properly in alignment with the EA recommendation. And you know, we now got the confidence from the EA and also the you know, the money in the bank to proceed with those types of installations. So we're busy again, which is fantastic. And again, a great big thank you to those investors that have been there from early doors and stayed with us very, very, very patiently. We are working very hard behind the scenes. I'd like to reassure the investors of that. And yeah, again, the share price just does not reflect the effort that's going in here to, you know, to push the whole of the TM1, you know, asset further up the value curves. So yeah, a lot of information to take in there. Exciting times still. The world demand for the safe disposal of these batteries is increasing every week. And, you know, we're capable of helping to be the solution provider for the problems that many industries and sectors have got. And, you know, we expect to share more news on those types of ideas in the coming days, weeks. So yeah, overall, I'm delighted with it. And, working hard with Alex too and the team to make sure that we really start to drive the share price now, because you know, it's time to do so.
Okay, so all of that is very positive news, Robin. So I mean, we look forward to all of these things. I mean, I think the market in itself is waiting with bated breath for the environmental agency to give you the rubber stamp, but it is a question of when, not if. I think you've had many in-depth meetings, so can you say anything to reassure the investors about, yes, it's coming?
I'm not able to go that far in this conversation, Kevin, unfortunately, because obviously that would be, you know, that type of information would be price sensitive. But I can say that, you know, had another very strong meeting with the Environmental Agency recently, and, you know, it's commercially completely our decision as to when we pull the pull the starting gun on putting these finishing touches. You know, we feel now as a board that we're satisfied that we know where to invest the money that we've got to get to that completed state. So we come with confidence, and as soon as we have official news, we will of course come back and talk to you again.
Great. So you are actually starting to do some of that work now, because you have the cash, obviously, from this high net worth investor.
Yes, indeed. In fact, you know, I'm actually on my way back from the lithium ion factory now, the Liebach plant, where we've had a really good kickoff meeting today on these finishing touches with, you know, commitment to expenditure and finalization of other key areas that we wanted confirmation of that were unlikely to change from the environmental agency.
Great. So it all sounds very positive. There's cash in the bank. Hopefully, this cash is going to take you to not only cash flow, but cash flow positive. And you're then going to have the ability, we don't have Lester on the call today, but you're going to have the ability then to move the mining assets also along the curve. I think if I remember talking to you as well, Alex, late last year, that we talked about there is another option to sell another 10% of one of the assets in the US. I think the one in Utah, is it? So is there any news on that, or is it likely?
That's still in discussion. It's part of a larger conversation, but I might just add that we just went to PDAC, which is the largest mining conference in the world, and we had a booth there, and we were showing off at both our Spanish asset and our Irish lithium asset there, and got a huge amount of attention. And we now have discussions underway with several potential partners on those assets to move the funding off balance sheet.
Where you took the piece of spodumene, the large piece from Leinster? I saw some pictures on LinkedIn. It looked pretty interesting, that, Alex.
That's the one, yes, absolutely. We got a lot of attention from that piece of spodumene. Had some large Australian producers coming past and saying it was the nicest piece of spodumene they'd ever seen. So.
Ooh, nice spodumene. You saw conversations we have.
They get people very excited at mining conferences.
For sure.
It sounds the same as Conroy Gold, because they were at the same conference and they took a piece of gold with them that basically they chipped out of a rock. So they did the same thing. And that was from Ireland as well. So there you go, lithium and gold, and then the hills in Ireland. So Alex, £2.5 million in the bank. Obviously, there's normal costs of any business going on, but what do you anticipate the money will be used for?
Various things, working capital. There's some CapEx still to be spent at Libat, as we've discussed before. So the fire abatement system, which we waited for the EA questions to, before we wanted to finalize that. And then it's feedstock for Tipton as well, for the lead acid. You know, we buy that feedstock and we've kept the processing very low at the moment because of the costs. But now we have cash in the bank, we can ramp that up and actually start to see some decent income out of it as well, which will really help the cash generation and the overhead covering it at Recyclers.
So even at the Tipton one, which is obviously hand of the minute rather than the machine, and because you've got this cash, you're going to be able to upscale that. Is that likely to be able to cover your sort of fixed costs of TM1?
It'll cover the fixed costs of Recyclers, yes. So yeah, we can ramp that up pretty quickly. As I said, the reason we haven't done so sooner is because it's not the business that we particularly wanted to be in. We are awaiting the variation of our license there, and as soon as we've got that, we'll turn on the big machine and that way we can take out any manual intervention at all. But there's a kind of needs must at the moment, and we can also build relationships that way. So we'll ramp that up and cover costs.
Great. Sounds very good use of capital, because from when we were there, I mean, the profit in terms of doing that is not amazing, but if you invest X, you're getting sort of 1.5x back every month or something like that. Is that fair to say?
It's about a 30% margin.
Yeah, okay. So it's only going to take 3 months, basically, for you to double your money on that. If you invest $500,000, you'd have $500,000 back. And then once the EA comes through with that one, you'll then be able to ramp up to the machine and obviously increase drastically.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we look forward to welcoming you back in the near term, and just say thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good to speak.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.